She left the boy's house as she'd intended, wobbled and sore and dripping fresh cum from her pussy, a result of the absolute pounding she'd received at the hands of her student on the couch in his living room. As she made her way to her car, her eyes scanned the street for anyone noticing, and seeing no one, smiled to herself ruefully, torn between the pleasure of another secret session with her student so brazenly pulled off, and the deep desire to have eyes on her and the boy as they fucked. She pulled away, looking back one more time in her rear view to see him standing in the window. He waved, and she blew him a kiss, and pulled away just as another car turned the corner. The drive away from his house was bittersweet, her head still swimming, lightly dazed from everything that had happened, still buzzing from the fact that she'd been coming underneath the thrusts of an 18-year-old and his impossibly large prick almost since she'd woken up. At a stoplight, she shifted in her seat, her pussy still wet, her student's cum mixing with hers. Checking either side of her and seeing she was alone at the light, she slid her hand off the wheel and down the front of her leggings. The contact of her fingers against her clit brought a loud moan from her, and as she moved down further, the feel of slickness as she ran her hand up and down her slit made her shudder. She looked up to see the light was green and decided she wasn't done doing filthy things outside the home just yet. She stopped her car at the top of the hill that looked down on the track behind the school and turned the engine off. It was empty, as she knew it would be, and with a smooth motion, she pushed her seat back and drew her phone from the pocket of her hoodie. "Hey, baby," she said to start the video, voice already rasping with heat. "Guess where I am?" She flipped the view of the camera to show the empty track. "And guess what I'm doing?" She flipped the point of view back to her to reveal her hoodie unzipped, tits exposed and her legs spread wide, her hand moving quickly against her swollen, dripping cunt, her leggings dangling off of one ankle. "I had to stop here," she continued, voice rising just above the wet sounds of her fingers against her pussy. "I had to come to where I first saw you, to where I first learned what you really were." She gasped at the memory of how on a crisp morning, sitting in the car before school opened, she sat brooding over the awful evening she'd had with her husband the night before, only to see the adorable boy from third period step onto the track and take lap after lap, her heart racing as she saw him move, realizing that it was just the two of them in that moment, and that there was nothing to stop her from reveling in every debased, inappropriate thought brought forth by the sight of his lean, strong frame running and covered in sweat. She remembered how her hand had drifted slowly between her legs and pressed gently against her sex, a forbidden act that felt incredible in the quiet of the morning. How she knew she should stop, but that her hand started to move, and that when he rounded the track a third time, the button of her fly was open and her zipper was coming down. Nothing stopped her as her hand brushed the front of her panties while her eyes fixed on the boy, and no one heard her when her gaze drifted down to the front of his shorts and the sight made her gasp. She remembered shuddering and starting to come as one hand tore her panties aside and the other gripped the wheel in front of her. She remembered the intensity becoming almost impossible to bear as the unmistakable outline of the huge dick between the boy's legs became more and more apparent, and how finally, when he was his closest, she felt her orgasm tear through her, moaning and cursing at a volume she hadn't achieved in recent memory. Fingers assailing her cunt as the boy's clearly prodigious cock bounced and floated before her, only closing her eyes and bucking in her seat when he turned and his profile took the view away. Back in the present, the memory made her shudder again as she fingered herself viciously. She found her voice as she felt herself start to come. "Watch. Watch how I come for you. Watch how I fucking come for you." With a loud, long moan, she came wildly, shaking as she felt every muscle in her body contract at the thought of the boy she'd now devoted herself to. After long moments, she finally gathered herself, took some deep breaths to recenter herself, and at last closed the video with a wink and a mouthing of the words, "I love you." She reached home without any other stops, arriving in time to tidy up before her husband came home, then sink into a hot bath to soothe the muscles that had so recently been fucked sore. As she had pulled in, she'd noticed two of her neighbours talking on the sidewalk, the woman next door and the other from across the street. She saw them, deep in conversation, and noticed both at separate times steal a glance towards her house. Had they heard? Had she come so hard and so loud that they'd noticed? Had they felt quiver between their legs at the sound of a moan here or curse there? She smiled as the tub filled, imagining the two women hearing everything, imagining them masturbating to the sound of her 18-year-old lover fucking orgasm after screaming orgasm out of her and coming in their own homes, the force of their climax mixed with the sting of jealousy. As she sunk into the water, she pictured the boy between the legs of the woman across the street, fucking her mercilessly as she howled and tore at the sheets, then shifted to an image of him grabbing the hips of the woman next door and pounding her pussy from behind. The heat of the water embraced her as she felt herself dampen between her legs again. The water engulfed her just as she received a notification on her phone. It was a video, and when she opened it, it was her student, propping his phone up against the sink in his bathroom, camera pointed to a running shower. He stepped under the steaming water, naked and gorgeous, cock standing rock hard and seemingly unreal in its size. He leaned against the wall of the shower and, wrapping a large hand around his prick, he stroked. She watched as he stroked for her, and as he made himself come, writhing under the hot shower, cum firing out of his dick under his powerful grip, she shook and splashed in the water as she came, her own hand devastating her cunt at the sight of her precious boy coming. The rest of the night was lazily quiet. Her husband came home and caught her up on his day, and barely a word registered. She remarked that she was still a bit worn out and left him to his own devices as she made her way up to their room to bed. She lay on the fresh sheets she'd put down, yet smiled at the faint scent of the boy lingering. They texted a bit more, a few select photos making their way back and forth, until at last she genuinely felt sleep grip her. And signing off for the night, she closed her eyes and drifted off and dreamed. She wouldn't know why the next morning, but it wasn't the fresh debauchery of the previous day that occupied her sleep, rather another memory further back, perhaps stirred by her masturbatory session on the hill behind the school. Whatever it was, she didn't complain, because it was one of her best memories, one of her sweetest, and one of her utterly filthiest. She dreamed of the very first time she and her amazing student fucked.